A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Erechin Daf Gimel, Erechin 3a, pagination is 5. We started on the previous daf the concept of identifying what the word hakol, everyone, comes to include. And in this case, regarding the reading of Megillas Esther on Purim, the Gemara tells us on the top line, La'asuye Noshim, to include women in the mitzvah of Megillah. Uchad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's following the ruling of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the teaching. Da Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, tuat noshim chayavas b'mikra Megillah. Women are included in the mitzvah of Megillah. Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, because they too were included in that great miracle. Now, if we start with Rashi, top line of the inner commentary, Chayavos b'mikra Megillah, they're obligated in reading the Megillah, Ukisheros likrosa ulahotzi zecharim yidei chovason, and they're going to be able to facilitate men to be Yotzei their obligation as well. And that's the position that Tosfos in La'asuye, about 6 lines down, outer commentary, also takes as the original position of Tosfos. Shechayavos b'mikra Megillah u'kesherim likros elahotzi zecharim yidei chovason. They're kosher, they're obligated to read, they're kosher to read for others, including being motzi men. We could discuss whether it's appropriate, question by Kiddush, but the obligation, according to Rashi and the first presentation in Tosfos, is that they have exactly the same obligation and they can facilitate the observance of men. Whereas if they had a lesser obligation, then we might have a situation where a lesser obligation might not be able to facilitate the observance of someone whose greater level of obligation. Tosfos continues and says, Chayavin ve'ein motzi'in harabim yidei chovason. There is an opinion that says that they're obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah, but they cannot read it for men. And the reason is, Shechayavim bishmiya. They actually have a different type of obligation. They have an obligation to hear and not to read. And if so, if Chazal, the rabbis of that time, never declared them obligated to read, but only obligated them to hear, because Kriyas HaTorah, for example, which is the most comparable mitzvah, perhaps they don't have an obligation to read, so they have an obligation to listen. If so, they're actually doing a different level of the mitzvah. You might even argue that they should be making a different bracha. Instead of al mikra Megillah, which means to read the Megillah, they could be making a bracha lishmoa, to hear the Megillah, perhaps. In any case, this is a discussion that women are definitely obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah, but do they have the same level? Do they have the same style? Do they have the same, to the point that they could be motzi, for example, a husband, or whatever other application we might come up with? Now, the reasoning that's given in the Gemara, third line of the Gemara, is Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. They also were included in the miracle. And Tosfos, at the end of that Tosfos that we were learning, says Sha'akol hayu b'safek la'ashmed la'arugu la'abed. Everyone was included in the problem, in the doubt hanging over them of Haman's plan. And that's indeed how we recite it in Al-Anisim. Men, women, and children, everyone. And therefore, the legislation to commemorate includes women. That's Sha'af Hain, they also. There is a bolder approach. You could see it in the Shita Mekubetzes, Outer Commentary Aleph. She'ikur ha'neis hayu al yodam, that the main miracle was through women. Bepurim ayidei Esther, Purim Esther played a critical role. Over Chanukah ayidei Yehudis, and in Chanukah, Yehudis was the one who played out a great demoralization. We'll have to check the dictionary on that word. But demoralizing the enemy was Yehudis's plan that she ended up killing their general. Lochin chayovim nashim, and therefore women are obligated. Similarly, he says, ba'ar bakosos, and the obligations of the Seder. We know, b'schar nashim tzidkaniyos nigalu, in the merit of the righteous women, we were redeemed. So it's not just that they were included in the problem. They were major players in the redemption. He writes, v'lishna de'af hein, the wording of the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they also, lo mashma shapir lahaypirish, it's not clear that that's what was intended. It sounds like they're an addendum to the men. According to this approach, they're great players in the miracle. So it's a great pshat. Is that really what the Gemara meant or not? There's another factor that's discussed, which is that they stood to suffer significantly, which is a concept by Chanukah in particular, that a woman, when she got married, had to go to the Syrian Greek governor first for a night. So that was very impactful, particularly on the women in a very direct sense, and therefore the commemoration most definitely is going to include the women, possibly even more boldly, as the Shita Mekubetzes says, that they're the source of the miracle, as the way we should phrase this. If we turn over the page, we have another fascinating discussion regarding the word hakol in the case of tefillin, counting up from the wide lines, about 13 lines. Hakol chayovim b'tefillin kohanim levim v'yisraelim. All are obligated in tefillin. Kohanim levim and yisraelim pshita. Yes, they're adult men. What's the question? Kohanim itz derichle. The point was to mention kohanim in particular, because that's where someone might have some doubt. Sankodaita chamino, I might have thought, hoil v'ksiv ukshartam laos ayodcha, v'ayulita tafos bein inecha. It shall be on your arm as a sign, and on your head as a sign, called the ise b'mitzvah, diyad ise b'mitzvah derosh. Only when you have both mitzvahs together do you do them. Vahani kohanim, and the kohanim during their service in the Beis HaMikdash, when they're wearing the special clothing. Hovalesnu b'mitzvah diyad. They're not going to wear shel yad, because it has to be al besoro. The clothing has to be on their flesh. There can't be a chatzitza, and therefore they're not going to wear the arm one. Ema b'mitzvah derosh nami lo lechayfu, so maybe they shouldn't wear the head one either. Kamash malon, deloma akviya adadi. We're taught that they're not going to infringe one on the other. And even though it is true, you're supposed to put on the arm and then the head. And when you're taking off, take off the head and then the arm. Litotafos, it should be plural when the head one is on. But that's the proper way to do the mitzvah, all things being equal. But the mitzvahs are independent of each other. This is very relevant if a person, for whatever reason, has an injury, they have IV lines, all kinds of things. Perhaps they can't do the arm one. They're no different than the Kohen doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't put on the arm one because of his Big Day Kuhuna and Chatzitza considerations. Nevertheless, the head one there was enough room to do it without infringing on the big day kahuna, and he would be obligated in the head one. Interestingly, the Gemara does not mention a concern of yitur begadim, too many garments. The tefillin, that's not the problem. The problem would simply be chatzitza, and therefore the shel yad would not be done, but the shel rosh would. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.